Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Potential conflicts of interest have come to light connected to the Wyoming Innovation Center. According to the news record, the center was built with mostly grant funding, including grants from the Wyoming Business Council and the Economic Development Administration. The Campbell County Commission learned a statement disclosing potential conflicts of interest associated with Jim Ford's involvement with the Wyoming Innovation Center had not been submitted. The disclosure statement is required as part of the grant. The commission took immediate steps to disclose the possible conflict. Taxable sales in Campbell County for the second quarter of the year jumped just over 37%, the third highest in the state. The news record reports counties with mineral production saw the most growth, led by Converse and Sublette. The strong performance in the quarter is attributed mostly to continued expansion of retail sales, leisure and hospitality services, along with a rebound in mining. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Applications for the open seat of Olin Odukhovan are due by 5 o'clock this afternoon. The Board of Trustees will interview applicants at its monthly board meeting on Wednesday. Anyone from the public may join and watch the interviews. Applications can be found online at gillettecollege.org under Our Trustees. Completed application packages can be dropped at the Office of the President or emailed to joberlander@gillettecollege.com. More than 700 voters have cast their ballots in early voting in advance of Election Day on November 8th. The news record reports that of 717 ballots cast, 287 were returned to the office and 430 were filled out at the elections office. October 24th is the last day where people can register to vote without having to fill out a ballot in the elections office. Starting the 25th, if someone is registering to vote, you must vote at the election office. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.